What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Good morning, folks. We hope that everyone made it through the evening okay. I know there were a number of power outages. Hopefully your power has been restored and hasn't been that much of a disruption. I don't know about you, but around 9:20, 9:30 last night, there was a boom. It was unbelievable. We were talking about it early this morning at the coffee shop. A lot of folks lost power right after that. It was an incredible light show last evening. It looks like we may continue to have that over the next couple of evenings. We'll be talking to Cynthia Lee Shang, president of Jefferson Parish, at 12:30 about what were the experiences in Jefferson Parish last evening and what do we think is going to present itself this evening as well. At the top of the 12 o'clock hour, we'll visit with Dr. Mordecai Potash, pain specialist, Tulane program director, lead psychiatrist for substance abuse treatment services. We're going to talk about Kratom, K-R-A-T-O-M. It's going to be outlawed effective August 1st, and the law prohibits possessing, selling, and distributing Kratom throughout Louisiana. Under the law, Kratom is classified as a Schedule 1 controlled substance. You're going to be very interested to hear about how far back the use and utilization of this plant, that it's a leaf that produces kratom, and what it was used for. Very interesting conversation. At 11:30, Daniel Spammer joins us, CEO and economist at the Pelican Institute. We'll get his thoughts about the One Big Beautiful Bill, as well as comments that he made from Pork to Policy, breaking down Louisiana's budget bill. So we'll talk about Louisiana's budget bill, the spending, the expenditures there, as well as what's happening with the One Big Beautiful Bill. Craig Jacquemine, owner of Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. We'll talk about generator use, what to do, what not to do with your generator as we're now approaching the busy season of the hurricane season. And, you know, can't think of a better time than right here in the midst of the experience we're having presently to talk about that. At 10:30, we'll be joined by Tamika Bryant, who is the New Orleans Public Belt Railroad General Manager and Chief Strategy Officer, as well as Steve Lohman, President of HENIF Transportation Systems. We'll talk about the partnership between the Public Belt and HENIF and what does it mean relative to being a critical link in the global supply chain. It's amazing how many different things the Port of New Orleans is involved in, and the ownership and management of the Public Belt Railroad is one very interesting side note, not really a side note, I mean a critical part of what they do. And there's some things about this port that you're not going to find in any other port, and we'll talk about that as well. There's also a lot of what you won't find anywhere else politically as to what's going on here in the city. So the other day during a monologue, I was talking about Sheriff Susan Hudson relative to this contempt hearing that she was compelled to appear before Judge Tracy Davalier Flemings yesterday, who happens to be the chief judge of the Criminal District Court. It was a very contentious hearing, I'm told. It lasted about 2 hours, and the judge ruled that Sheriff Susan Hudson was, in fact, in contempt of the judicial order set down by the judge. There were a number of other judges in on the bench of the Criminal District Court that were present for this hearing. I have to imagine that there's a lot of frustration as it relates to access to inmates. You heard me say before, it's a critical exercise to make sure that you're able to move inmates into the court system, because when you can't get them there, they're not there. It's a 7-day operation. The whole thing just takes longer. And we don't really have the benefit. I mean, we can't afford that, right? We need throughput. We're basically in jail overcrowded conditions. We're right at the max. You know, and I remind you, this is a sheriff that when was running for public office, and this is why it's really important to listen to what they say. She was advocating that we should have no more than 500 inmates. How did you reach that number? How did you get to that arbitrary number? What data did you look at to support that? I mean, I knew what the arrest rate of the New Orleans Police Department was in felonies every year. In the tens of thousands. So basically what she was saying is that she was fine with just releasing all of these people back out onto the streets. And what do we think was going to happen if that was in fact the case? Everybody knows what would happen. Crime rates wouldn't go down. One of the reasons they're down as big as they are here in the city of New Orleans is that we have like 1,400 inmates locked up. That over and above the turnover in the jail, if we had more throughput, you can turn that jail population over. We used to in Jefferson Parish 6 to 7 times. So if you had a 1,000-bed jail, you were pumping 7,000 inmates through that facility every year. That's how you make a dent in crime. It's how we always made the dent in crime in Jefferson Parish. So during the course of this campaign for sheriff, don't buy the bullshit that's going to be out there about the jail's too big. No, it's not. If you want to selectively incapacitate the impact criminal, you need to begin to look at the arrest of felons and figure out from that number what you're willing to support. And the fact of the matter is, it definitely requires more than 500. I dare say her attitude has probably changed at this point in time. I also dare say her attitude about calling them residents has actually changed at this point in time, because whatever her political future holds for her, and I hope it's not much at all, quite frankly, is in large measure due to the escape. They took advantage of the BS that she was trying to sell the public day in and day out about inmates. You're not their friend. Not now, not ever. Sure, you can treat them with respect. Nobody's saying, you know, treat them disrespectfully. I never did when I was out on the street. When I started in Orleans Parish, I worked in the housing projects. That's where I was assigned. Handling alias and at-large capiuses. I always treated everybody with respect. It was not a problem. And typically, if you did so, you would be treated respectfully in return. It's part of, you know, being in having emotional intelligence, the ability to manage one's own emotions and the emotions of others. I mean, you know the key phrases that are going to set your wife off or significant other off. The question is, when you exercise emotionally intelligence, how often are you willing to go there, right? You know what the outcome is going to be. Pretty ugly. Some people do it anyway. Guilty as charged. I've done it. And then in the aftermath, I know that I did not exercise emotional intelligence at all. So no one's saying treat everybody disrespectfully, but call it for what it is. And don't try and bamboozle the public into believing that it's something else. So now we're completely upside down. Some of our own making and some not. You heard a couple of weeks ago that I said it is a tragedy that the city of New Orleans is only funding and giving the quarterly payment to her at 50%. That's tragic. That makes the operational pressures go up. Now, I don't necessarily think that the sheriff is misleading the court when she says, we want to be clear, the issue is not a matter of willingness, it's a matter of operational feasibility. However, you've known this for a while. There are ways to fine-tune what's going on internally within your organization on a daily basis. And if you had been better managing the money all along, you wouldn't be facing this crisis. If you had fostered a relationship with the chief judge of the court, you would not be facing this crisis that you're facing at the present time. It's embarrassing to have the sheriff held in contempt of court. The moment that that order came down, if you knew that this was going to be a huge operational problem for you, most reasonable people, the first thing they would have done was to seek a meeting with the court to try and resolve it behind closed doors, to be transparent, to see if there's room for compromise and accommodation. Can we meet halfway? Are there things that we can do to try and make this easier on the budgetary and operational constraints that the sheriff's facing? I don't know that any of that's been done. It doesn't seem like it has been done. These are all components of being a credible leader. It's not about you. It's about the entity both being the court, your office, and the public at large. So it's going to be interesting to see where this ultimately plays out. Obviously, timing is not good for her in the midst of a campaign. You know, it is what it is, and it is a lot of her own making. But this, I don't underestimate, you know, exactly what the judge is doing either. Because in my monologue the other day, I pointed out that this is a critical component of being able to move inmates through the system, to get them before a magistrate in order to set a bond, in order to move this along, especially when you have overcrowding conditions that exist in that jail at the present time. Knowing that, that alone highlights the importance of this in the management of the population within that facility. I mean, you got to make that happen one way or the other. It has to happen. In fact, you should be pleased that they are actually conducting magistrate court 7 days a week. That inures to your benefit in the management of the population of the jail. Plain and simple. We can draw lines in the sand. We can hold on to the politics of our office and whatever power you think you have as a result of that office. I was never into power. People were like, I can't believe you're leaving as being sheriff. You're giving up all that power. I said, power in a $1.50 gets me on the Nopsy bus. I mean, there's nothing with power. That's not what this is about. It should never be about that. In order for this system to work, they all have to work together at some point in time. Yeah, you can have disagreements. You go behind closed doors and you argue. You debate it. You try and reach some compromise. You make your case. The last place you want that is out in the public, quite frankly. And it's okay to have these bitch sessions, if you want to call it that, behind closed doors. That's part of the thing. You get it off your chest. Gain a better understanding of the frailties of the system, of the challenges of the system, the challenges that you're facing, the budgetary concerns. It certainly would help going to the city administration with one voice. Everyone on the same sheet of paper asking for the funding and financing necessary. It's great to have allies. When you have this many independently elected officials, and this occurs in almost every parish, it's not unique to Orleans, you're going to have disagreements. You got to resolve them. I was not always happy with the court. The court was not always happy with me, and I was not always happy with parish administration. I didn't have to deal with them much, but I mean, that's the nature of the beast. You got to rise above it. It doesn't mean you don't stake out your position any less. But you have to bring the data, you have to bring what the operational challenges are, and it has to make sense. It can't be just be driven by emotion. I'm not doing that because I don't want to. No, that's not how this works. Because a lot of what you do impacts what the others do. They can't do it until you do it. That's a perfect case here in magistrate court, moving cases through. Look, I'm glad the judge is all over this, and you should be as well. And I think a lot of it has to do with a lot of work of a lot of different folks that are bringing this to the forefront. Metropolitan Crime Commission, looking at the cases, looking at their dockets. How quickly are they moving? They're paying attention. They can't move cases until it gets through magistrate court. So they want to make sure that they're able to restore the 7-day, 24-hour-a-day, setting these bonds, moving this thing along, getting these cases allotted to the appropriate district courts and moving them through. Why? And what? We've had the Supreme Court finally get off its duff and do something when we see these outliers, these anomalies as it relates to these court dockets that are out there. They think this is like mailbox money job. You just go to the mailbox, pick up the check. You don't have to show up. It's run amok. And what happens right after it gets brought to the forefront? They step in, they remove the judge, and they appoint another one. Yeah, it's costing us more money, but it's costing your community more. Because your safe harbor has been impaired. Your safety is being impacted. That's why it's important that we keep an eye on all of the elements of the court system and how we get throughput, and that we recognize that throughput is important, that everybody's got to be doing their job. It's the same thing the other day with these bogus trials. What's up with that? I mean, it comes to the forefront. There has to be sanctions. We cannot tolerate these types of behavior. This is crazy because they are messing with your safety and security. Each and every time there's a disruption to the system. Each and every time. And that's how important this actually is. So the advice I gave the other day about the mayor's race is the same advice that I would give here. Listen very closely to what these candidates are saying. Of what they are saying. The job of sheriff is an interesting one. You have authorities that police chiefs don't have, especially on the administrative side and the management of your money, how it's going to be handled, this, that, and you're making decisions that typically others don't. So focus on what they're saying about these challenges. This sheriff has not been able to get her hands around the budget of this office. She has struggled. She thought she was going to be able to do all kinds of politically popular things, ideologically driven programs and this and that and everything else, losing sight of the primary function of the office and always, always struggling to make ends meet. Because we're not setting our priorities. We've lost sight of what it is that we're actually supposed to do. You can't. There are very fundamental principles of the operation at an office that have to be met each and every day. And everything else comes second, not first. And we can go through the litany of stories, much like with the mayor, of all of the mishaps in the management of the money in that organization. And the amounts of money that we've fought the federal court on a mental health jail, on the amounts of money that we fought this and we fought that, didn't make any sense. Knowing all along, that we were not in good financial shape. We're just throwing money away. This is the byproduct of not understanding what you're supposed to do, how you're supposed to go about doing it, and making it happen each and every day, right here. We have an opportunity right now in October to really define the next not only 8 years, probably the next 14 to 15 years as to who we put in these very important offices right now. And whether or not we're going to be able to maintain these low crime rates, whether or not we're going to be able to leverage against these low crime rates, take advantage of where we are now, redefine what we're doing, making sure that we have operational guidelines in place that everybody is clear and understands and we can work within the system together to make sure that we have a healthy throughput through this, to make sure that we're able to hire the necessary people to work within this system. Nobody wants to go to work in this system. It's hard enough to get them when you're clicking on all cylinders, much less this complete and total disruption all the time that these offices are facing. And unless and until we begin to hold everybody accountable and we make our vote matter, that we're listening and voting on the core competencies of these individuals that put themselves up for these public offices as to whether or not they're worthy of your trust. We should almost treat it as though we might, whether we would be willing to date these people. Right? Can we trust them? Do we think they have the tools necessary to do the job? Don't just vote because of some soundbite that happens to roll off the tongue in their mouth. It's a one-moment statement. Predominant purpose, clickbait. No. In many respects, we all failed the last time we went to the polls. Let's not fail again. We'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, It's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Welcome back, folks. A while back, the Port of New Orleans accommodated me, and I went on a tour. And I had no idea just how big the Port of New Orleans actually was. And I'm not talking about in size. I'm talking about an impact, especially on the national level, the state level, the local level. It really doesn't matter. It is absolutely amazing, the tentacles of the port and what they impact day to day. And I thought it would be a good idea at least once a month to dedicate some time to talk about the port and all what they do. So today we're joined by Tamika Bryant, the New Orleans Public Belt Railroad General Manager and Chief Strategy Officer. And you may be asking, well, why New Orleans Public Belt Railroad? Well, it's operated by the Port of New Orleans, quite frankly. And Steve Lohman, president of, Steve, is it Hennef Transportation Systems?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. That's the first time this week I got the pronunciation right of something that I wasn't familiar with. Not too bad, I guess. So, Tamika, welcome, and Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
So, Tamika, let's start with you, because a lot of ports don't actually own and operate railbed, right? And there's some many unique things about this port and its relationship with rail.
Yes, absolutely. So the New Orleans Public Belt Railroad is a short line railroad about 32 miles along the Mississippi River. Our primary responsibility is servicing the customers of the Port of New Orleans, as well as our rail customers here in the New Orleans Gateway.
Now, interesting tidbit, too, is that the port is actually tied, is it six different rail lines?
Yes.
More than any other port in the country. Is that true?
Yes, so we, the New Orleans Public Belt, we are a rail gateway, so we are one of the fourth largest rail gateway in the U.S., and we have access to the six Class I railroads.
Which someone made me aware of that a while back, and I don't know that many people recognize that, and I think we are the only port that is connected to that many lines. Is that true?
Yes. Deep water port. Yes, that is correct.
Yes. All right. So, Steve Lohman, President, Hennef Transportation Systems, why don't you give us a little background on Hennef and what it is that you guys do?
Oh, yeah, glad to do that. Well, so Hennef was founded, you know, 25 years ago, originally based on expansive knowledge of liquid bulk and food-grade transportation. We offer a wide variety of services, including hauling, tank and rail car cleaning. We do heating maintenance, and we operate intermodal yards at many of the deep water ports across the country. Our operations cover everything from long-haul trucking to final-mile delivery. We manage a nationwide network of rail transload terminals. We transload roughly 20,000-plus rail cars per year across 40 different locations in North America. And our newest facility on the NOPB, it enables us to offer, you know, dedicated intermodal services for both liquid and dry products.
So tell us about how this partnership between you guys and the Port of New Orleans came about.
So Hennef has been operating an intermodal depot within the Port of New Orleans for 10 or more years. We've handled and stored intermodal containers, and we performed some of the ancillary services. I think we all remember back during the pandemic era, the supply chain issues that everybody read about. During that time, one of our core customers reached out asking us if we could identify a rail transload operation somewhere in South Louisiana. They had an important customer of theirs that needed a reliable method of getting their product. We were aware of the NOPB's presence within the port and their reputation for customer service, reached out to D'Amica and her team, and were able to work together to bring this customer request to fruition. And here we are today.
I'm going to ask you to do this at a granular level. If you would, describe for the listening audience what you mean when you say intermodal.
Yeah, so intermodal can mean a number of things. It's in this case, it varies across multiple modes of transportation, if you will. So in this instance, you know, product for us would arrive into the port via rail. That's one mode of transportation. And then we would transload that product from rail to either a tank trailer for final delivery, final mile delivery to a customer somewhere within the region. Or in other instances, we transfer the product from the rail car into ISO tanks for export overseas. So you got that multimodal, intermodal operation there.
So going from there, bigger picture, how important is not only this relationship between you guys and the port, but connect the dots for us, if you would, Tamika or Steve, about how important this is when we think about the global supply chain. You know, in the aftermath of the pandemic, obviously everyone got an elementary lesson on the supply chain, how sometimes the frailties of the supply chain and how important that is.
So I'll just say from a global perspective, with our connection to the six Class I railroads and having a location like Hennef Transportation on our rail line, it allows us to connect the entire U.S. to New Orleans. It gives Steve and Hennef Transportation an opportunity to transload commodities for the Port of New Orleans to export and also for local consumption around Louisiana.
Steve?
Yeah, I couldn't have said that better. You know, the relationship that we have, the partnership with NOPB and the Port of New Orleans, you know, we're able to provide, you know, fully integrated supply chain services. So, you know, our shippers can really work with us to provide that door-to-door service using those multiple modes of transportation. It's really integral to their account. And what that does is it really makes us part of the supply chain for the customer.
Absolutely.
When we talk about the logistics, the old adage, time is money, that's got to be first and foremost and top of mind for both of you guys, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, it's about doing things as efficient as possible. You know, it's taking advantage of the resources that you have. You know, time is money. And just speaking from the trucking sector, you know, the driver demand is really at a higher level than it's been in some time. The average age of the driver in the industry continues to go up. So being able to provide alternative solutions, it might seem a little out of the ordinary to say, hey, let's take some of our trucking business and let's convert it to rail. But with partnerships like this with the NOPB, it makes complete sense.
Yeah, and location is key too. I would say that, just to piggyback off of Steve, location is key, and having this facility so close to the Port of New Orleans, it definitely saves us on time and money from that perspective as well.
So if you would put in very briefly, because we got to get to a break, the difference between long haul and short haul, I got to imagine, obviously, that your rail capabilities of being connected to six national railroads really important for the long haul, and then this intermodal activity that goes on when you're moving it for the short haul on to the trucking industry.
Yeah, that's right. It's that final mile delivery. You know, you can really provide that reliable on-time service for the customer. Use the railroad, get the product here long haul to us, and then we're able to really serve the customer on short demand.
And I got to imagine, Tamika, that the utilization of rail, is that a growing sector of the market? Or how does that look over the last 10 years?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, over the last few years, we have really worked hard to expand our capabilities in New Orleans and provide solutions for our local customers. And we've also been trying to grow our local customer footprint. So we've been working with our real estate department to look for locations for new customers. And just like the Hennef location site, we were able to find a great partnership and utilize some property that the Port of New Orleans had that hadn't been utilized, and bring on an industrial park and have Hennef Transportation be our tenant at this location. And, you know, that's something that we've been working really hard over the last few years to grow our capacity from a storage perspective, and also just from a customer support perspective. And so it's something that we're going to continue to focus on and that we're really excited about.
All right, we got to get to a break. We're visiting with Tamika Bryant, who is the General Manager and Chief Strategy Officer for the New Orleans Public Belt Railroad, and Steve Lohman, President of Hennef Transportation Systems. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits
fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Tamika Bryant, New Orleans Public Belt Railroad General Manager and Chief Strategy Officer, as well as Steve Lohman, President of Hennef Transportation System. Hennef's Transload Network includes 44 locations across North America, and the company handles, this is an extraordinary number, 20,000 rail cars per year. So, obviously, this relationship is alive and well and clicking along. What's, Tamika, what's next for you guys with this relationship?
Yeah, I think really to continue to grow and expand the number of cars that we are bringing to the facility is really what's next for us. I think we have a very strong relationship, and it has definitely been successful and has taken off. And so we're very excited to see what Hennef continues to do here in New Orleans and to see them do great things across their entire network.
Steve, along those lines, is there anything that's changing internationally that you see out there in the coming years as it relates to supply chain?
Well, you know, it's funny you ask. You know, the supply chain is ever evolving. You know, the shippers are obviously looking for the most efficient mode, the most reliable supply chain out there. So there's constant changes. We continuously work with our shippers. Many of our shippers are the blue chip global shippers of the world. And, you know, we have these types of conversations with them on a regular basis. What can we do together to improve your supply chain?
Yeah. As it relates to products, is there something new on the horizon or no?
Well, you know, for us in New Orleans, there is. You know, we've had a lot of focus initially on the chemical transload. You know, we do a variety of different chemicals that either originate or destined into the petrochemical market there on the Gulf Coast. Hennef is also a very large participant in the food grade world. We do a lot of the things that you wouldn't normally expect. You know, we have a food grade division that handles flours and sweeteners and sugars, and that's our next target for that market, is how can we bring food grade products into the New Orleans Public Belt and the New Orleans area.
And that's a little bit more challenging of a transportation of that product, right?
Oh, it is. Certainly, you know, I think we'd all agree it needs to be. It's much more regulated. There are a lot of processes in place to ensure, you know, integrity of the product and such. These are all consumable products that we all, you know, use on a daily basis.
And is that, Tamika, something that you see on the horizon as a growth opportunity for the port?
Absolutely. It's definitely something that I see on the horizon. Honestly, we are in the market of growing, and we're interested in supporting our customers in any market that they want to grow in. And I also think that it will be very beneficial for export and potentially some import business in the New Orleans area.
Always trying to keep a healthy balance there, right? Because
that's correct.
You hate for folks to leave here with an empty ship, right? Because that's not efficient. And so you always have to keep your eye on the ball. Folks, thank you so much for joining us today. I love talking about the port. I mean, it's just truly amazing, all of the activities that go on there. And I love the efficiency of the operation as well. I was one of those, you know, that love turning the wrenches and creating efficiency. So I always get excited for people when they're successful. And it seems as though this relationship is very successful. And on behalf of our listeners and the folks in the city of New Orleans, thank you for the great job that y'all are doing.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for having us.
Thank you, Tamika Bryant, New Orleans Public Belt Railroad General Manager and Chief Strategy Officer, and Steve Lohman, President, Hennef Transportation Systems. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Folks, when we return after the top of the hour news break, we'll visit with Craig Jacquemine, owner of Craig's Electrical and Generator Service, and Daniel Erspammer, CEO and economist of the Pelican Institute. Stay with us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.